Welcome to the LWYM podcast, your source for hardcore, uncompromising truth in a world full of uncertainty. Here's your host, Gio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this edition of the LWYM podcast. This is your host, Gio. Today, I want to talk to you guys about change. It's not a very easy thing to change. As a matter of fact, it's a term that has been commonly used now, especially it might come to mind when you think about Obama, for example. His whole campaign was based on change, and the problem there is that no one really found out what kind of change he wanted to put into place as the president of the United States. And of course, we have seen the change that he has wanted to bring, and he has been able to bring to the country, and it has definitely been for the worst. But that's not the kind of change that I want to talk to you about in this edition of the podcast. What I want to talk to you is about change in your personal and spiritual life. A lot of us have issues in turning the page at many different points in our lives. And I think this is part of maturing as a young adult and as an adult. And we have issues with that. Human beings have issues with change. Well, not everyone. Dare I say, some of us seem to accept change easier than others. You'll notice that sometimes for some of us, it's very easy to accept change. It's very easy to go from point A to point B in an instant, and people sort of go with the flow. There are others that have more of an issue with it, and they have to be taken there and pulled by a string and by a leash, if you know what I mean. But the kind of change that I want to talk to you about today is very simply the change that Christ can bring to your life. And that is the change that the Bible speaks about. For example, Paul talking in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, about the renewing of the mind, to leave behind everything that is earthly desires, and all of these other sinful lusts and other things, and to allow the Bible to shape you, to allow the Bible to shape your heart, your mind, and to go through this process that we know is called the renewing of the mind. Now, that's not a very easy thing to do. We all have our ambitions. We all have our dreams. We all have aspirations that we want to reach eventually one day. But I want to say that about 90% of the time, 99.9% of the time, those dreams, those visions that we have for ourselves in the future pretty much are earthly. Either there are people that want to acquire some sort of fame. There are people that want to make a lot of money. There are people that want to be successful in whatever area they want to achieve in life. But that is all from earth. That is all here and now. That is temporal, as we see the Bible clearly describes it. And when we make these things the first important thing in our lives and in our hearts, we're making a huge mistake, because we're giving that spot to our wants and to our desires instead of giving it to God, instead of giving it to Jesus. And for example, when we read Colossians chapter 3, Paul tells us to leave behind everything that is earthly, that is of here, that is temporal, and to replace it with spiritual things, with love, with peace, compassion, understanding, and all of these things that God wants to plant in us. And of course, this takes change. This takes change. And a lot of us don't want to allow God to make that change in our lives. Why is that? Well, Paul again tells us very clearly that what we want to do, we don't do, and what we do want to do, we don't want to do. And what we don't want to do, we end up doing. Why? Because that's our sin nature struggling with our spirit nature, with our new man, so to speak. And we have to make sure that we always pay attention to the new man. We always have to make sure that we give God the utmost importance in our lives. But again, that takes change. Now, the answer to the question that every human has ever placed on the docket is this. And here's the question first. How do I change? Now, it might seem like a very simplistic question, a very simple query at first, but the answer is not as diluted as you might think. And it is this: you have to allow God to effect the change in your life through His Word. And you say, wait a minute, Gio, that's pretty simple. Not exactly. Why? Because we humans, we're hard-headed. We tend to want to do things our way. We want to tend to do things in a way where we want to control the outcome. We want to be able to say that we were the makers of our destiny, and God has a better future for each and every one of us. But if we don't allow God to do that in our lives, then generally we're going down a wrong path. And most of the time, ask yourself this question: is the path that you want to take for your own life going to be beneficial more than what God has for you? We don't want to give ourselves over to spiritual things because we believe, well, this is, I only have 80 years, 70 years, X amount of years to live, so I want to live my life to the fullest. Well, living for Christ is living for the fullest. What are you going to do? Drugs, sex, alcohol? I mean, all of that's temporal and it lasts for a second, but it has lasting consequences, consequences that can cost you in the long run. We're talking about a strained relationship with your parents, with your peers, jail time. I mean, this can really bring some serious repercussions. But when God asks you to change, He's asking you to change for the better, so you can be a better Christian, a better follower of Christ, a better, a more understanding person, a more loving person. Who wouldn't want that? But yet this is a generation that attacks those very things. Now, going back to the main, how do we change? Go to the Bible. Read your word. Pray. It's that simple. It's that simple. But wait a minute, Jew, you said it wasn't that simple. Well, it's not simple from the point of view that we don't want to change. But once we allow God to come in and we open ourselves to the change that God wants to have for our lives, then it becomes a lot simpler. But we have to take that first step in allowing God to change us. We have to make sure to leave that door open for God without any reservations, without holding back anything. That's the tough thing to do. That's the difficult thing to do. But if we take that first step, God will change us, and He will change us for the better. And trust me, everything that has been wrong with your life, if you feel like you have been lonely, if you feel like you're at a point in your life where you don't know what you want to do with your life, if you feel like you're at a crossroads right now, go to God, and He will tell you what you need to do in order to change for the better. That's all the time I have left for today. I hope you join us if you're in the vicinity in Miami. We have our youth meetings every single Friday at 8 p.m., 3175 Southwest 25th Street. Also, visit our website, lwim.org. We'll find other podcasts which will be there posted, and they're all free for your spiritual edification along with some other goodies. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. I appreciate that you're bringing me into your ears, into your home, to share more of the absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty. May the Lord shine His face upon you.
Thanks for joining us. To download more podcasts or to check out the cool perks in our page, visit our website, www.lwym.org. Our meetings take place every Friday night, 8 p.m. at 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. Submit your questions or comments to info@lwym.org. This has been the LWYM Podcast.